Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Take Back Your Health Radio. This is Robin Shirley, and today we're talking about how everything is going to be okay. And I chose this topic today because I am talking with clients on a weekly basis where the common theme is that they are anxious and they can't quite put a finger on what's wrong. They feel a little bit out of sorts, out of place. Things aren't going the way they expected, or they don't know what to do to get things back on track. And it could be in any area of their life, their finances, their health, their relationships, and just a feeling of not being at ease. Like, you don't know what's coming down the line, or you feel anxious because you have too much to do and things just are piling up, and you feel stuck almost in this feeling of dis-ease and dis-ease mentally and emotionally and physically perhaps. So we're going to talk a little bit about how to get unstuck and how to feel like everything's going to be okay, because it is. So I'm kind of laughing here to myself. I have to share this with you. I'm in a different room than I usually am when I do these radio shows, and there's a fish tank in this room, and I just tried to temporarily turn off the bubbles in the pump to see if that would be okay just while I'm doing this radio show, and it started. It's a very complex system that's like, it's like an indoor aquaponics system that my sister and my brother-in-law are very much into right now. And the whole tank started filling up, and it looked like it was about to overflow. So I freaked out at the last minute, and I had to turn everything back on. So I hope that you can't hear it too loudly in the background, but it seems okay. And the fishes are fine, and everything's back on track. So I'm glad that that's taken care of. Anyways, also, one other thing about Blog Talk Radio and this radio show, before I get started into our topic, I am very excited because I just figured out, and I may have mentioned this before, but I hadn't quite been sure if it was possible, but on my iTunes I've downloaded now, you're able to, when you're on blogtalkradio.com/TBYH, you are able to, there's an icon that says something like download the podcast, or there's perhaps an iTunes symbol there, and you can actually click to start downloading these radio shows, the archives of my radio shows, as a podcast onto your iTunes. So you could also perhaps listen to it on your mobile phone. I'm sure, I know there's a way, there's an iTunes podcast application now where you can actually download your apps to your mobile phone or stream them, and you can listen to me in the car, or you can listen to me on your run. You can take me anywhere with you. So that's very exciting. And lastly, I just posted on my Facebook page just now that I'm doing this show to remind people to jump on the call or the radio show right now. And when I posted to my Facebook page, which is facebook.com/ Robin N. Shirley, that's RobinNShirley. So there's two N's in the middle there, in the middle. Robin N. Shirley. And anyway, so I was posting the topic for today's show and the link to my Facebook page, and it popped up, you know when you post a link to your status update, sometimes a little image and a blurb from that web page that you're linking to will pop up below, and so people can click on it easily and see what it's about. Well, I did that, and it Blog Talk Radio embedded this really cool thing on my Facebook wall that if you click on my face, it has like a play button on my face, the post I just made. And if you click the play button, then all of my recent episodes pop down right on my Facebook page. You can listen to all the last 6 episodes right from my Facebook page now, which is really interesting. So I'm excited about that. There are all sorts of things you can do with this. Anyways, so back to the topic at hand. Well, if you're just joining us for the first time today, thank you guys so much for being on the radio show today. I am a rheumatoid arthritis health coach, coaching people mostly with autoimmune arthritis and helping them use nutrition and lifestyle changes to reduce their symptoms. And I also founded the Take Back Your Health Lifestyle and Conference, and we are hosting our first ever Take Back Your Health Holiday Market this winter in December in Northern Virginia, right outside of Washington, D.C. So I don't know where in the world you are now, but if you're anywhere on the East Coast, you should come. It's going to be really amazing, and you can say hi to me. And it's really just, I love the holiday season, and I love integrating my healthy lifestyle into the normal lifestyle of the busy holiday season. And I love teaching other people how to. And the holiday market is just a fun way for me to be able to do that and for you guys to be able to learn how to take your healthy lifestyle all year round. So, and we want healthy lifestyles to be fun. So that's what we're doing December 8th in Northern Virginia, right outside of Washington, D.C. So if you're in the area, please stop by. You can see the information about the event on takebackyourhealthconference.com/market. So, anyways, okay, so I keep talking about other stuff, but there's so much going on. Back to how to make everything feel like it's going to be okay, and how to actually have everything be okay, not just feel like it. So there are a few thoughts about this. I'm just gonna share some random thoughts here that I have on the topic, and then I really want to go into a solution exercise, a written exercise, or perhaps you can close your eyes and think about it. If you're listening to this live, then you won't be able to pause me and do the whole written exercise out, because it is nice to be able to pause this and spend some time doing the exercise. But you can always do that later. You can listen now and then go back and pause this later and do the whole writing exercise. So this is a little different. If you're driving, you definitely don't want to be writing and doing this exercise. But it'll be good just to hear about it, and then later on you can go back and do it. And I'm also going to share with you what would be on my, what I would be writing down. So that might be helpful too, just to listen to at this point. All right. So a lot of people, like I mentioned, are just becoming increasingly anxious, stressed, and on edge. I mean, we have so many people taking anxiety medication. And I don't want to pretend that I know the cause of, you know, why these people are feeling anxious. I know there's a lot of it has to do with brain chemistry imbalance, and that's what some medications try to fix, especially the antidepressants. And I really feel, and I know that a lot of other doctors and nutritionists feel this way, is that nutrition, if you're eating, you know, really nutrient dense food and you're getting the proper nutrients, you can have a significant improvement in your emotional health and reduction in anxiety. The other thing that I think might be happening is that we are not communicating with each other as much as we used to, as openly and as honestly and as fearlessly. So a lot of people now, and you know, I am generalizing a little bit. I know that we have, a lot of people have relationships that are just fine, but I know that a lot of us are struggling with our friendships and with our family and really feeling like we have a strong connection with them, a strong emotional bond where we feel like we can trust them with sharing what's going on in deep in our minds, and sharing our weaknesses and our vulnerabilities and talking through things and getting support and advice. And I think that we're lacking that communication that really helps us through and helps us figure out life as we grow and as we change and as we enter new phases in life. I found it so helpful to be able to talk through things with people, and we need to consider if that would really help us out of some anxiety or out of some depression. So nutrition and communication, I think, are really lacking, and that could be contributing to some of these emotional states, these negative emotional states that we're in, like anxiety and depression. But we're gonna get to the solutions here in a minute, or a solution that I think is really helpful. There's something else going on that
I think might be contributing to some of this anxiety. There's two other things here. One is that, and this is a little bit harder to put into words, but we see examples of ideal life situations through TV and through movies, and we also see examples of not so ideal life situations. But what's interesting is that on TV shows and on movies, there's always a conflict and then the conflict resolution within a very short period of time, either 30 minutes or 90 minutes, depending whether it's a TV show or a movie. And so we see this conflict or this problem unfold, and then the solution follows shortly behind. And it's, you know, this pretty little package. You know, the show may be very violent or very depressing, but there's usually a resolution at the end of the movie, or there's something to think, you know, some movies leave you hanging and they give you something to think about. But I think we're trained to see this quick unfolding of a problem and then the solution following very quickly. And the movie may be, of course, spanning several years, but we're seeing it happen within 90 minutes. And I can't help but wonder if this is somehow training us to believe or to think that our problems and our solutions may be ones that should be resolved quickly as well. Or we may be seeing them in clearer focus and focusing on them more than we need to. You know, some things you can't solve overnight, and they need to play out over the course of several weeks or several months so that you can really think about it and ponder and figure out the best way to move forward. So that's one big thing. We see these ideal life situations, and we see the conflict and the conflict resolution happening very quickly. And we compare ourselves. We compare our lives harshly to ideal situations. The last thing that I think was a major, or there's so many things that can be contributing to our anxiety and our feeling that everything is not going okay. But another big thing is, the last one I'm going to mention right now is that, and it's not such a serious one, it's kind of, I don't want you to take it seriously because it can be and it can be scary, but we see, we now are, I think, coming to terms with our, with the fact that life on Earth will end one day, and it's kind of weird to think about. Like, we've got all these movies coming out for the past, you know, probably couple of decades, but more intensely now about aliens invading Earth and the end of the world and, you know, disease outbreaks and epidemics. And it's just kind of, you know, one day life on Earth will come to an end, and it's just, you know, every day gets closer to then. And it's weird to think about. And it's not something that we need to stress about, though. It's not something I need to analyze now. That's getting into a really scientific and philosophical area, and I don't want to pretend like I know anything about that. But I just see all these movies out about, and even, you know, the whole vampire and zombie thing now. It's just TV and movies are getting very intense, and we're spending more and more time looking at this stuff and making it our reality by immersing ourselves in it for several hours a day. So it's just, you know, you're taking on that energy and that idea and those thoughts when you watch it. And it's just interesting maybe to sit there and think for a minute, like, how much of that are you taking with you throughout your day, and how much are you letting that affect what your thoughts on your life are and how you see the world and your future and the possibilities for your life. So anyways, I don't want to get too much deeper into that, but basically there are a lot of different factors going on that are affecting our emotional health. And you guys know that I preach a lot about nutrition and getting the adequate nutrients that you need. So of course there are resources on our website for that. I'm posting more and more recipes on TakeBackYourHealthConference.com, which is also the same thing as RobinShirley.com. And the fish tank is going off in the background. It's getting louder. Sorry about that, guys. Anyways, so it's making these gurgly, hilarious noises, and it's kind of making me crack up over here. But anyways, all right. Okay, I need to get back on track. So we have, and I totally lost my train of thought. Oh, this is embarrassing. Okay, it stopped making the noise now so I can think. I knew that was going to be a problem. Okay, nutrition on the website. TakeBackYourHealthConference.com has merged with RobinShirley.com. So if you know me and you're used to going to RobinShirley.com, you'll now go to TakeBackYourHealthConference.com. And so this is going to be one big Take Back Your Health with Robin Shirley, and we're doing the Take Back Your Health Conference and the holiday market, and we have recipes up there, and we've got the radio show, and we're going to have guests on the radio eventually and more guest bloggers. But for now, we've got some recipes going up there, and I'm going to be posting more. So nutrition is a big, huge piece of this, and we talk about it at the conference, and I talk about it, in the recipes, and I don't like to really give too much advice, though, if I don't know you personally, because it's really not safe to do that, really. It's not responsible of me to make blanket statements about nutrition, and no one really should. Obviously, they say eat more fruits and vegetables. That's a great one. Drink more water. Great. But beyond that, it's really not appropriate. So I do the recipes, but working one-on-one is really where I talk about the nutrition. Then we've got, the idea of you want to start surrounding yourself and immersing yourselves in things that make you feel good. So we talked about all these movies and TV shows that maybe are making us feel a little bit more anxious. So just start thinking about these things and how you can solve them. But I want to give you guys now, we're going to move into this written exercise that is a really, really useful tool that for me that I've been using, and I think it'll be helpful for you as well. So in order to do this writing exercise, we're going to just shift our mindset, and I'm going to say a few things that I think would be good for all of us to kind of just consider, let them simmer in your mind a little bit and see if they sink in with you or if they resonate with you. So we need to realize that things take time to unfold. So if you want something, if you want your life to be a different way, that's the first step, okay? It's not going to happen when you wake up tomorrow. You have to first know what you want to change, and then you actually have to do things to make it change. Life and getting things that you want and getting things done and having things happen, and it really takes a lot of energy and a lot of effort, more so than we ever really were told or that we think. And for me, for example, in my life with starting this Take Back Your Health brand, this business, this movement, teaching people to see their disease as a teacher and to, be able to free themselves from some of the limitations from this chronic illness, it's taking a lot more energy and work than I ever thought it would to get it up and going. And it's been a huge lesson for me in consistency and in, patience, because that's what it takes. It takes consistency and it takes patience to get what you want in life and to get your life where you want it to be. So the other thought is enjoy what is happening now, because you want this balance. You want a balance between what's happening now and enjoying it and what you know is coming, because you're planning and you're working towards it, okay? The other thing is that I think that what we're all working towards so much is security and peace, inner peace and outer peace around us and relationships and love. I think those are the big ones in life that we all look for and what we're all desiring. And it's a good thing to maybe try looking for where you already have some of those things in your life right now and cultivating them and enjoying those things and immersing yourselves in them. For example, for me, I would love to eventually find someone who's right for me that I can be with for, maybe a soulmate. I don't know if that's what I would call it, but someone that's right for me that I can spend a good portion of my life with and sharing it with. But right now, it's not the right time in my life.
and I'm open to it happening when it is, but for now I'm going to enjoy the people that are in my life, and I'm going to love the people that are here and accept their love too. So enjoying and cultivating what's happening now, what's already around you. So with some of those thoughts in mind, we're going to now do this writing exercise. We're going to make a list, okay? We're going to figure out what is not going the way you want it to and what you should be doing to get what you do want in life. So, all right. If you have paper and pencil, then go ahead and get it out. Or if you're listening to this live, then just listen, and then you can go and do this later. So if you have pencil and paper, go ahead, get that out. And you may want to be able to get ready to be able to pause this when I tell you to so you can make your list. All right. So we're going to make a list of main areas in our life, okay? So write these areas down. We've got our physical fitness. We've got our health. We've got our home life. We've got relationships, we've got career, and you're just making a list of these things. It's about 8 or 9 things total. We've got, so far we had physical fitness, we had health, we had home life, we had relationships, we have career, we have education, we have spirituality, and creativity. So I want you to circle the ones, or maybe just put a star by the ones that you feel need some work, okay? That don't feel quite right to you, like you haven't gotten to where you want them to be yet, which is probably all of them, to be honest. So what we're going to do is we're going to circle the ones that are that you think are causing yourself the most stress, okay? I'm going to kind of do this along with you. So the ones that I think are causing me the most stress would be my career and my health. And which I'm being totally honest with you guys now, because we've got to be honest. I can't paint a beautiful picture for you and pretend that, you know, and if, you know, that everything is going to be perfect one day. I think that health and career and all of these things, it's an ongoing, it's an evolving process. And at some point it's going to be going great, and then there's going to be points of change and upheaval, and the dust is going to, you know, rise, and then it'll settle. And so right now for me, health and career are the things where, you know, the water is muddied, and I'm waiting for it to clear. And a lot of change is happening in those areas. So let's see. We've got one or two or maybe three things circled. Hopefully you've circled the ones that are causing you the most stress or anxiety. And then we are going to create a new list. Let's work with one of them for now. And you can do the others that you circled later after this show. But I'll show you how to do one. So we take, maybe on a new piece of paper, or maybe right under where you've been writing that, you write down this one list. So for me, oh, this could be dangerous. let's go with health. This will be a good one. We'll go with health for me. So I'll use that as an example, but I hope that maybe you guys are using career or education or physical fitness or something. Health would be fine too, but let's see. Okay, so we have health at the top of my list, and you've got whatever you've got there. And this is where I'm going to give you a minute, and I want you to write down when you first think about perhaps what it is and what you want it to be like. So for me, we're just thinking now, health is actually, right now, it's pretty good, I would say. I mean, I'm able to exercise, and I'm able to keep up with everyone in my life around me as far as physical ability. I do have some inflammation still that I'd like to reduce that even more than it already has. And I would like to do some more, you know, work to reverse the joint damage that I've had over the 15 years of having rheumatoid arthritis. I'd like to have more strength and to get more toned. So that kind of falls under physical fitness too. And I still have some, you know, like redness in my face and my arms that I'm working on. I know I have heavy metal toxicity still that I'm working on chelating, you know, very slowly and responsibly with my doctor. So there's some things here. Okay. And I would like it to get to the point where I could do, you know, I'd like to be stronger. I'd like to have clear complexion everywhere on my body, and I'd like to be a little stronger toned and some more, I'd like to increase the range of motion in my wrists a little bit more through reversing some of that joint damage. So, okay, so we've got that for me. So for you, think about your career. Maybe pause it at this moment and just think about where it is right now and where you'd like it to be, whatever topic you chose. So once you think about that, we're going to make a list of everything that you know you should be doing but you aren't in order to get to where you want it to be. So for me, I know that I need to really figure out my drinking water situation, because I know I'm drinking water with a lot of hard calcium and other minerals, and I know that isn't good for your body. It builds up and can cause some inflammation and stiffness. And I also know that I need to work on doing a little bit more vitamin C and like really powerful antioxidants to help reverse some of the joint damage. I know I need to be stretching and doing more massaging my own joints every day and, you know, slowly stretching them out. So I'm just thinking, you know, certain things. I know this heavy metal chelation that I'm doing with my doctor, which you need to be very responsible and careful about. Always talk to a doctor and have them watch you do it, and someone who has years and years and years and years of experience, please. So that is just a long process, years, years. If chelation takes any less than years, then it's dangerous, okay? So for me, it's kind of a matter of patience, but it's also, like I said, consistency and patience. So with these things, with the diet change and with stretching and working out my joints, it takes consistency every day. And it does take a long time, so it takes patience, okay? Career, I think you'll find the same thing. Physical fitness, definitely the same thing. Patience and consistency, that's really what it comes down to. And so what I'm saying here is that we need to be thinking about where we are and where we want to be. What is not going right? What's not going the way it should be going? And make a list. And then critical part is that you need to actually take action on it, okay? You can't just know what's going wrong and then not take action. So this is the big message from this radio program today, is that inaction is the stressful part about not being where you want to be in life. When you're paralyzed from fear or from lack of clarity about what to do to get where you want to be, that is what causes the anxiety. That's what causes the stress. Not doing anything about the fact that that life isn't the way you want it to be right now, or that something isn't the way you want it to be, not doing anything about it is the worst thing you could do, and that causes more anxiety. So you need to become a problem solver. You need to not let your fear, anxiety paralyze you. You need to take an honest look at where you are and where you want to be, do this writing exercise, and then take action. Do some of these steps. Do the things that you need to be doing. Do the things you know you should be doing in order to get where you want to be. Okay? Ooh, so I hope that helps. That's my rant for today. And enjoy what's happening now. Things take time. Remember to be patient and consistent, and regularly look at your goals, and just make sure that you're reminded of them so you know why you're getting up every day and being so consistent and doing these things. It helps with motivation. Okay, thanks for listening to Take Back Your Health Radio. We'll talk to you again next Tuesday at 3 p.m. Take care, everyone.